This is the Wintrust Business Lunch. We, on occasion, visit with that big business in retail, and that's Apt. If you've got a question about your consumer electronics, your appliances, your household things, your bare skeletons, whatever it is that you may have, this is the time to call or text 312-981-7200, because the technology expert there, the technologist, is Carl Prouty, and he frequently joins us. And Carl, I know you guys are imaginative. You guys are always coming up with great products, great promotions, and great ideas. But you have an 85,000-year-old cave bear skeleton that you guys are putting up at Apt?
Yes, that's one of the new attractions at the store. 85,000 years old, and it is massive. It's 9 feet 5 inches tall, so this is definitely designed to be a fun thing to see.
It's funny, because I'm going to go to Brookfield Zoo tomorrow to buy a VCR. So isn't it funny how the the two of you are exchanging ideas? So you
also cross promotion.
Speaking of cross promotion, you're having a social media contest to name the bear through Sunday. And then Monday the 16th, you'll announce the winner, and they get a gift card from Apt. So you go online to, what's the platform you're using, Instagram?
So this one we're using Instagram for, and our tag is at Apt Electronics. And you go on there, and you can you have to follow us. All the rules are listed on there, but you have to follow us and like the post, and then make your selection. And if your name gets chosen, you can win a $100 Apt gift card.
Are you going to randomly select it, or are you going to judge the contestants?
We're going to be judging the contestants. We really, because this bear is going to be around hopefully for another 85,000 years. So we want to make sure we get a name that that has some staying power.
Okay, so in Chicago at Apt, an 85,000-year-old giant ancient bear skeleton that Mike Apt, the oldest of the four Apt brothers, and he was on a trip and he saw it and he says, "Oh, this would be a great thing to put in the store," which is kind of weird, but that's what he thought, and there it is. I already have the name that will, if not win, be the most regular name that you get. You ready to hear it?
I'm ready.
Da Bear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it. I like it. I'll get it entered for you.
Well, it's so perfect. It's everybody will think of that. So I'm trying to figure out what the next good name is for the bear at Apt. And I'm thinking maybe it has something to do with consumer electronics or TVs or vacuum cleaners. I don't know what it is. You got any good ones hanging around there, Carl?
Me? No, I had too many children of my own to name, so I'm out of names.
Okay, we'll talk more about that maybe, but let's also just talk about some things for Father's Day. What's the latest in grills? I know everybody likes the griddle top, but what if you just want to grill a steak with the good old-fashioned lines in it? What are the options there?
Oh, plenty. There's all sorts of brands: Napoleon, Weber, Viking, Wolf. We carry them all here, so we have options for everybody. The griddles, though, I will say, have become extremely popular because you can do everything on them. You can cook breakfast on them, you can cook dinner on them. So they're easy to clean up. So that's just been a hugely popular item since we started carrying them a few years ago.
Do they? What's the range? Like, I guess I could get a little Kettle Weber charcoal briquette grill up to something that costs a lot of money. What's the range on the low end? Tell me what the range is on the high end.
Well, high end is honestly as high as you can imagine. There's grills out there that are thousands of dollars that you can build into a big backyard setup, and then you can get the charcoal grills for a more reasonable price in the lower hundreds. So there's options for everything. We have little portable grills that you can take tailgating with you. We want to be able to cover everybody who's doing any kind of cooking, you know, whether it's in your yard or whether it's in a parking lot before a Bears game.
Is there a smoker combo? Because it seems like most of the guys and gals have two units in their backyard. Is there something that does both?
We carry wood pellet grills. Traeger is a really popular brand that we carry. Weber obviously has their hat in the ring there too. Coyote makes one. So those are great if you like kind of a smoky flavor to your food. So there's still, it's going to offer that extra character to your dishes. If you're not a fan of the smoke flavor on your food, though, that might be one to stay away from. If you want just the traditional, traditional grilling taste, either go for charcoal, obviously, is the most popular, but then either a natural gas or liquid propane are the way to go if you want to avoid the smoke.
Seems like I was seeing a lot of grills with the side burner, so you could put a kettle, a pot on there for your corn or whatever. And I think a lot of us have had those, didn't use those. Is that in, is that in vogue right now? What's with the side burner?
Yeah, they still do them. In fact, some of them even have the induction burners on the side, so you can heat things up really fast. I've found, for me, the big benefit of that side burner is if you're going to fry something, nobody likes frying things in their kitchen. I don't, at least, because it smells up the kitchen. And then now you can do it outside on your grill and get same results, but without smoking up your kitchen.
Especially if it's the summertime and you just want to use the oven and stove as little as possible.
Mm-hmm.
I usually cook my turkey on the grill, not so much because we don't want to heat up the kitchen as we just, the oven's busy. If I was going to cook a turkey on a grill, what do you recommend?
Well, a lot of people love smoked turkey flavor. So a lot of people will use a smoker for something like that and do it low and slow and just get it just the perfect consistency. Those taste great. Otherwise, there's a lot of grills that'll come with a rotisserie in them. So you can, if you get one that's large enough to handle a turkey, you can do something like that too.
I've heard of Traeger, but that's more high end, isn't it? What's the price range on these smokers?
So Traeger is going to range, they start around $499, so you can get a very reasonably priced one. And then they go up to about $4,000 for their more top of the line models. But most people don't really fall into that high end category. You can get a really good one for around $1,000, $1,800. You can get something that you're going to be really happy with that does a great job cooking.
What about those green eggs? What's the composition of that? Is it porcelain? Are those popular, or are people so into the smokers now they're not buying those expensive green eggs?
No, people still, we sell a lot of those. We don't carry green egg. We carry a brand called Kamado Joe, which is the same idea. You actually get more for your money with them, too. So it's a really popular product. They hold the heat in really, really well, and that's one of the big benefits of those.
Right.
And you can get those. They come in a huge variety of sizes. So if you're only smoking stuff for yourself, you may not need a giant one, so you can get a smaller one. But if you have a big family, you want to cook a lot, you can get one that's huge that can accommodate tons of stuff.
Okay, enough about the grills. I want to ask you about outdoor speaker systems. I'm going to be out in the backyard. We're going to be entertaining or grilling. I'd like music out there. I want something that's ease of connectivity, good sound, ease of use. What do you like there? Carl Prouty is the technologist at Apt. You may have a question too. 312-981-7200. I haven't even asked about TVs and phones. We'll do that as well. 312-981-7200. This is your chance. A couple minutes left with Carl Prouty. He is the technologist at Apt. How big is the store? How many people, places, or things do you have there? What are some of the numbers about Apt these days?
We're pretty big. The whole store is about 1 million square feet now. We actually have 30,000 square feet of furniture space that's going to be opening on our second floor in hopefully about a month. So if people are shopping for furniture, definitely going to want to check that out. About 1,800 employees, and we've got 500 to 600 trucks out on the road just about every day.
Yeah.
And we cover a huge territory. We cover up to about 100 miles from our store on a pretty daily basis. We go up to Wisconsin, we go out to Indiana, to Michigan. So we try and cover as much space as we can. We even have direct shipping to Florida now. So we do a lot of stuff in Florida.
Of course, well, you know, you should. I mean, when you figure out all the GN listeners we've got, and you're going to need to run trucks out to Phoenix and Tucson while you're at it, because we got a lot of folks out there.
Yeah, certainly trying to cover all the areas.
Who probably wish you were out there. Mike App, the oldest of the App brothers, was at an event. He saw this 85,000-year-old cave bear skeleton, and it's going to make its debut this weekend, right, at the store?
That's right, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely going to be an attraction you'll want to check out. And if you come in on the weekend, too, free chocolate chip cookies, and they are amazing.
They're also doing an online contest on App's Instagram page where they want you to name the bear. And whoever has the best name for the bear wins the Apt $100 gift card. It's a short run contest. They're going to announce the winner on June 16th because the Bears going to be there this weekend. We talked about grills just a little bit. What's the latest on the TV front? What's new in the technology and the screens and the pixelation, all that?
Well, we actually just posted a video on our YouTube channel about the Sony Bravia 8 Mark II OLED TV, which is unbelievable. Really, one of the best TVs I've ever seen, and I've reviewed lots of TVs over my 23 years here. But we also have, if you're in the store to check out the Bear, we also have a transparent 77-inch TV from LG that's on display on the floor, which is just incredible how the innovative stuff that they come up with is truly remarkable.
That's the TV that you can see through, right? But when you use it, a backdrop elevates, and then you've got a black screen in the back, and then you can project TV or display TV, right?
Exactly. Yeah, you can have TV running on it with the contrast film down, so you can see through it while there's TV playing. To get the best picture, you're going to want to raise that up.
Hey, John Williams, I just had a brand new SX335 Weber natural gas grill delivered Thursday by Apt. I love it. I'm going to accessorize and get the griddle so I can do both. Maybe I do that. If I don't need a new grill, I can just get the metal plate that goes on top. Is that the idea, Carl?
That's right. Yeah, that's the nice part about a lot of these grills is they make accessories. So if you want to turn half your grill into a griddle, you can just remove some of the grates, put a griddle accessory in there, and now you kind of have the best of both worlds. It's obviously everything's half of what it would normally be, but you can still do everything you want right there.
What's the name of the cook on the TV show The Bear? What's his name? The first name of the...
Oh, Jeremy Allen White. He's
Carmi.
Carmi. That's right.
You're going to get a lot of Carmis as well now.
Probably.
Any sales or promotions you want to make sure our listeners know about before I let you go at App this weekend?
Well, we have Father's Day coming up. We do have free same-day delivery available if you're within 40 miles of the store. So if you have that last-minute item that you're looking to get and it's over $49, if you order it before 12 o'clock in the afternoon, we can get it to you the same day. So it's we've got some great promotions like that. There's lots of stuff. There's always stuff on sale here. So all you have to do is call in, go on our website, stop into the store. We always want to make sure our customers are getting the very best possible deal we can get them.
ABT.com. Nice to talk to you as always, Carl. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Father's Day's coming up. Carmi. I think I like that better than Da Bear. But they've got this 85,000-year-old bear skeleton that they are displaying there. They ought to put it next to the Weber grill and then have some big steaks on there. You know what I mean? Okay, maybe you've got some suggestions. You can win the prize card if you go to their website, their Instagram page.